In Puerto Rico, there's adventure around every corner and natural treasures waiting to be explored, like El Yunque, the only tropical rainforest in the U.S. Get swept away by natural beauty and come away with unique stories that could only be experienced in Puerto Rico and that remind you why you travel in the first place. Visits end, but stories last forever. You don't become a part of the island, it becomes a part of you. No passports required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey everybody, I want to talk to you for a second here about Canva, specifically Canva presentations that are designed for every workplace and every department. Whether you work in sales, marketing, HR, ops, and more, Canva presentations can generate any deck you want for work. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it. Any department can save time on any presentation. So start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Just go to Canva, CANVA.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you? Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark. Chuck Bryant's with me. Say hey, Chuck.
Hi, Josh.
How you doing?
I am recovering from Kids Day.
Yeah, Chuck and I, actually, I didn't volunteer. Chuck volunteered himself and me.
Yes.
To wrangle kids for Kids Day. I got to tell you, the adult to kid ratio was 1.5 to 1.
Amazing.
And I'm still wiped.
I know. There were literally 4 kids and, what, like 8 of us? 8 adults?
No, 6.
6?
Yeah.
And I was worn out, man.
Yeah, I know. Kids Day is just awesome. 2009.
Yeah, the energy. Actually, my favorite part of the day was when he brought him on the tour, and then we brought him into the studio, and Jerry looked like she was about to crawl out of her skin.
Yeah, yeah. Our producer, Jerry, does not like kids, it turns out.
That was awesome. She put on a real sweet face and was smiling, going, "Hi, everybody." And then the kids got in the sound booth and screamed to see if we could hear them.
And we could.
We could.
Kids are fun, especially 12-year-olds.
They're great.
So I'm glad it's over.
Yes.
I actually got tapped to do it again next year, did you?
No, I just kind of figured we did such a bang-up job, though, they'd want us back.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks for that, Chuck.
Sure. You were natural.
I owe you big time. Let's talk about exploding lakes, then.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
So, Chuck, have you ever seen a 328-foot-tall cloud of death?
There's a bathroom joke in there somewhere that my wife would appreciate, but the straight answer is no.
Your wife likes scatological humor?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. I wouldn't have pegged her for that.
She's dirty.
She seems way too intelligent for that kind of thing.
Well, she is, but that means nothing. She's still scatological.
Well, you know, had you lived around a little lake called Lake Nyos in August of 1986, you would have seen a 328-foot-tall cloud of death. And had you walked in it, you probably would have died.
Right. It was frightening, I bet.
It was. Chuck sent me this great picture that you think we could post that on our blog when this comes out?
I don't know. You keep saying that.
Did we do that last time?
Actually, that would have been today with the face transplant, and I did not get the rights to that. So,
You try to get the rights?
I did. I looked into it.
You're such a liar. okay, well, Chuck sent me this great picture of all these dead cows just kind of falling over on their sides around the lake in 1986. Basically what happened was on, I think the evening of August 21st, all of a sudden there was this big rumbling sound.
Mm-hmm.
And Lake Nyos is, it's pretty substantial lake. I think it's, over 600 feet deep.
Yeah, this is in Africa. We haven't even said that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's in Cameroon.
Mm-hmm.
There was this rumbling from within the lake.
Right.
And all of a sudden this huge column of water shoots out of the middle of the lake, hundreds of feet into the air. And as this column's going, this cloud that eventually becomes a 100-meter-tall cloud starts to develop. But the thing is, it's kind of hovering close to the lake, so it's a really heavy cloud.
Right.
And then this cloud gets the bright idea of moving off of the lake and down into the populated valley.
Right, which is, I guess, just where the airflow took it.
I guess. And it clung very low to the ground. It sunk, basically. It just followed the ground into the valley. And so, you know, you think, hey, there's a cloud. What harm can a cloud do?
Sure.
But the people who took that attitude paid with their lives.
Yeah.
To the tune of 1,700 of them, right?
Yeah.
People up to 15 miles away from the lake died.
Livestock?
Livestock, people.
Mm-hmm.
Some people were knocked unconscious. It depended on the concentration of the secret ingredient we'll get to in a second.
Right.
And some people were unconscious for like 36 hours. And they wake up and all their livestock and their family's dead.
I know. Unbelievable.
I mean, no, imagine this. Like, really put yourself into that situation. You're hanging around. You're living your life of an idyllic agrarian life around this beautiful lake, which is supposedly used to be this gorgeous blue.
It was really, really pretty.
And all of a sudden, the lake blows up and there's a cloud of death that kills your entire family and knocks you out for a day and a half.
Well, and the lake turned. Did you see the after photos? It turned really brown.
I didn't.
And the water level lowered. And it was disgusting. It looked like a before after photo of like 100 years of like pollution or something.
Wow. And this was overnight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So finally, after about 2 days, this cloud dissipates, but not before it moves through village after village, just killing people.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously, when people start to come in to investigate what happened, they find all these dead bodies. The government got involved. And rightfully so.
Yeah. Sounds like an X-Files episode.
Definitely. It's exactly what it sounds like.
But it was real.
Yeah. Well, X-Files is real, too.
Really?
Sure. Based on real accounts, as far as I know. Every single one.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So the government gets involved, which means science gets involved. Because, you know, being an elected official doesn't necessarily make you a science-y type. You know, you're not an egghead, right?
Far from it.
Right. So the Cameroonian government recruited some scientists to say, what the hell just happened? There's 1,700 people that were killed by a cloud of death. What just happened? Chuck, what happened in August of 1986 at Lake Nyos, Cameroon?
Well, Josh, the secret ingredient, I know you know the answer, was CO2, carbon dioxide.
Yes.
Pretty simple.
But where did it come from, Chuck?
Well,
stop being coy with me.
That's the thing, is they quickly realized that it was CO2. That wasn't the hard part. Figuring out actually how this cloud came up from the lake was the hard part.
Right.
And there were a couple of theories at the time. One is that an underwater volcano had erupted and pushed this gas up, which sounded pretty plausible to me. And actually looked at some of the old articles, and that's kind of what they said it was for a while.
Right. Well, there was a split camp, right?
Yeah.
The problem is they went through and set up the British Geological Survey, set up some seismographs around the lake.
Yeah.
And there should have been some small aftershock earthquakes.
Right.
And they measured nothing.
Nada.
They also didn't find any sudden sulfur levels that would have been residual from a volcano explosion, right?
Right.
So that one kind of got scrapped, and they went with the other camp, which was
a gigantic deadly burp, basically, is how it's described in the article.
Right.
Which is exactly what it was. So I guess we need to go back in time to when Lake Nyos formed to really understand this, right?
We need our back in time music. Okay, so 1986, Chuck. Ghostbusters is sweeping the nation, right?
Well, no. We need to go back when Lake Nyos was formed. It wasn't in 1986.
Oh, we have to go even further back. Here's our time travel music again. So, Chuck, what year are we in? I mean, this place doesn't look very heavily populated.
Well, it's a long, long time ago. We're
talking, what, thousands of years before Ghostbusters?
Yeah, 7,000 or 8,000 years, maybe.
Okay, all right.
And that's a guesstimation. So if someone from Cameroon writes in and says it was actually 9,000 years, then give Chuckers a break on this one. It's a long time ago. So Josh, Cameroon in Africa, there's a lot of weak spots in the crust around that area.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what magma is?
I do. It's molten lava that hasn't reached the Earth's surface yet.
Exactly. So it's like liquid rock. And
that's another way to put it.
It rises from the Earth's mantle and shoots up quickly and vertically, and it cuts a tube toward the surface.
Right.
And when it reaches the surface, the magma can rain down a big pile of rock.
To form a cinder cone volcano, right?
Absolutely. You're with me.
Or...
Did you have... Okay.
Can I say the other part? 'Cause it's
cool. Yeah, yeah.
Or if this magma, which is shooting up out of the ground, comes in contact with wet rock, an explosion happens. Huge explosion. And this is what formed Lake Nyos.
It
right?
formed a big crater.
It just went kaboom, and all of a sudden there's a crater. And then this crater started to fill in over the years, and now it's a volcanic crater lake.
Yeah.
Right.
Take a crater, add water, and you have a lake.
Right.
And
Lake Nyos.
And a very pretty one, yeah. So basically that's what happened. You've got at the bottom of the lake, you have an old tube where the magma rose up and to the surface, and it remains there. So if you go down about 6 miles, you'll hit the magma.
Right. It's staying down there.
Yes.
But there's still CO2 coming up through this column.
Right.
Right.
But it stays trapped because of the fact that Lake Nyos was 600 and, you know, some odd feet deep.
Right. There's every 33 feet, there's one atmosphere of pressure.
Yep.
And so this is about 20 atmospheres, which mm-hmm. is dense and heavy enough to keep a bubble of gas held down at the bottom.
Right.
Right? The problem is the gas builds up in every kind of lake there is, right? Every
right.
lake, every pond.
I didn't know this. This is interesting.
I didn't either, but I'm going to pretend like I did, because
okay.
watch me go. You know, like when leaves and other organic matter, dead fishies fall to the bottom,
mm-hmm.
they produce gas, CO2, maybe methane, that kind of thing. And this happens in any body of water, right?
Yep.
But the thing is, in most climates, in temperate climates, there's an actual gas exchange that happens annually.
Right.
When the temperatures cool, the surface water cools
mm-hmm.
and goes to the bottom, which displaces the gas, and it happens very calmly and casually.
Yeah.
And there you go. There's no explosion.
Yeah, interesting.
The problem with Lake Nyos and other lakes in Cameroon is that there isn't a seasonal change. It's warm
exactly.
all the time.
Right, so it just stays
so
that way.
There's never that turnover.
Mm-hmm.
And this bubble of gas that's coming up from the magma shaft
mm-hmm.
gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, right?
I think magma shaft would be a good pseudonym for you.
That is a good pseudonym.
Magma Shaft.
Yeah, Magma Shaft. That's nice.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Today's episode is brought to you by Altoids because, let's face it, unraveling the mysteries of the universe is tough work. But with Altoids, your breath will be stronger than a black hole's gravitational pull, more intense than an alien abduction, and more reliable than your phone's battery during a podcast marathon. When it comes to needing intense freshness, Altoids have you covered. Altoids are stronger than your favorite conspiracy theory, more intense than the latest true crime docuseries, and more reliable than a Bigfoot sighting. They're not just mints, they're curiously strong mints. Find Altoids in the checkout aisle. Grab your tin today.
So, basically it acts like a champagne cork, all this water sitting on top of it. And in order, actually kind of left out the part at the beginning, that something needs to happen to trigger the gas to be released. It's just not just going to happen on its own, and they think it may have been like a rock slide.
Right, or an earthquake.
Sure.
And usually what happens is the whole bubble doesn't get displaced, or the whole layer of gas doesn't get displaced. Part of it will, but since it's one big cohesive layer,
right.
one part of it being ripped off will dislodge the rest of it.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you've got a huge column of water coming up.
Unbelievable.
Gas, CO2
mm-hmm.
going everywhere, forming a cloud of death. Bada boom, bada bing, 1,700 villagers and countless livestock dead.
Yeah. And this happened a couple of other times in Africa. There's two other lakes,
Cameroon
right?
is lousy with exploding lakes.
I know. Well, it's because of where it's situated.
Yes, that is true, Chuck. It's situated over a very thin part of the Earth's crust, as you said, right?
Right. And there's two more lakes. Lake Monoun.
That's what I gathered, yeah. Or Monoun.
And Lake Kivu.
Yeah.
Both of those have had incidents as well, but not nearly as deadly.
Well, Lake Kivu hasn't happened yet.
Oh, it hasn't?
Lake Kivu's between Rwanda and Congo.
Oh, okay.
And that one, if it does happen, would be
right.
An amazingly catastrophic natural disaster. It's twice as deep as Lake Nyos.
Right.
Which, again, remember, killed 1,700 people from the cloud it produced. So this one's twice as deep, and there's about 2 million people living around it.
Right.
So they would be in really big trouble if Lake Kivu all of a sudden erupted, and it most likely will. They've been studying it, and apparently it's right there, about to happen. No one's doing a thing about it.
Really?
Yeah, no. They just finally got around to doing something about Lake Nyos. Well, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, that's a great segue, actually, Josh.
Thanks.
You're a natural.
Thanks.
You've been doing this a year. We had our 1 year anniversary, by the way. No one even recognize that?
No, I didn't even know when.
Yeah, we had a fan come in and we had our 100th episode.
A fan
episode.
Came into the office?
Yeah.
No.
No, a fan.
Oh, okay.
A fan wrote in and said that it was our 1 year anniversary and we also had our 100th episode, which
I remember the 100th episode. Yeah, 1 year anniversary. Wow. Happy anniversary, beautiful.
You too. You too, Jerry.
Yeah, happy anniversary, Jerry.
So enough of that. Yes, what they basically came up with a really basic, some of the coolest ideas in science to me are so simple.
Yeah.
Like, you would have thought a kid came up with this idea, basically.
Like the space shuttle.
Yeah, exactly. This thing make a big plane that goes into space.
Yeah, woo.
They decided to degas it with a big straw.
Yeah. They just basically put a pipe.
Absolutely.
Into the bubble, and yep. All of a sudden a bunch of CO2 water came up.
And they degas it a couple of times a year. I'm sorry, a couple of times a day, I think.
Yeah.
And there's a webcam. Have you seen the webcam?
No, but I saw a picture of it. It looks like one of those lakes at like a country club subdivision.
With the cheesy fountain in the
exactly.
middle.
That's exactly what it looks like. Yeah. I didn't know there's a webcam. Do you know the address?
I don't off the top of my head. But
so what do you type in, Lake Nyos webcam?
Degassing webcam, you can probably find it. But before you go there, you should know that the last image is from November of last year, so it looks like it may be not actively running anymore.
Gotcha.
Because I think the whole idea of a webcam is to show things live as it happens.
I think so, too. Yeah, not from November of last year.
So that's basically what they did. They put the first pipe in 2001, a French engineering team.
But the sad thing is these foreign scientists who came to Nyos to figure out what happened, said pretty quickly, like, this is what we should do. We should pop a straw in that
1986.
CO2 later. In 1986.
Yeah.
In 2001, the first pipe went in.
Right.
But I read that they were hoping to have the CO2 levels down 99% by next year.
Oh, really?
That's what I read. So
That's
we'll
awesome.
See what happens, yeah.
Well, and I think it looks a little bit better than it used to as well.
It's pretty again?
I don't think it's back to where it was pre-1986 when it was a really, really cool-looking lake, but I don't think it's the brown mess that it was right afterward either with cows floating in it and stuff.
So you want to hear something interesting?
Always.
Well, first of all, these kind of exploding lakes are actually called limnic eruptions, right?
Okay.
That's the scientific word for it, and we understand the explanation, but the people in Cameroon who'd lived around Lake Nyos had another story. For it, and basically the gist of it is that every once in a while evil spirits rose from the lake and killed people in villages. I'm not entirely certain why, probably because they were evil spirits, right? But you know what that's called?
What?
That's called a euhemerism.
Really? When something is explained in a different mystical way?
When a myth is clearly based on historical occurrences.
Interesting.
So they're saying that these exploding lakes had happened before in the past while people were still living around.
Right.
Pre-science, though, so they explained it with evil spirits emerging from the lake. But pretty much with the same result. Cloud of death, that's CO2.
Right.
Cloud of death made of evil spirits. There's, in the end, you're still dead and so is your livestock.
Right. Can you imagine being, as man evolved and started to figure things out when they first started thinking and saw a volcano, like what that must have. I mean, they probably thought the same thing that someone was trying to kill them with hot molten lava.
Yeah, they did on evil spirits, didn't they?
Yeah.
And now when science is around, they're like, God, is my face red?
I know, but there's no secrets anymore. It's kind of disappointing.
There's still plenty.
Are
like,
there?
Do you know how the space shuttle works? No.
Well, I could go read about it.
I guess you could.
Figure it out.
So, Chuck, we've got Lake Nyos, it seems like, under control. Lake Kivu's still a problem.
Yes.
So
they haven't stuck the straw on that one yet?
Not as far as I know.
Yeah.
And then there's one in Ecuador, Lake Quilatoa.
Uh-huh.
And that one's about, if it erupted, it would be on the level of, or the degree of Nyos.
Right.
So there's exploding lakes just waiting for a limnic eruption all around the world. So if you live in the tropics near a lake, move.
Is that your advice?
That's my advice, yeah. So what do you think? Is it done? Did we do it?
I think we covered everything.
You feeling pretty good?
Yeah.
Are we plugging things any longer? Let's do the blog.
Plug the blog?
Plug it.
I like the plug from the one, the face transplant, the Hulk one. Blog good.
Yeah.
Chuck Josh Wright blog.
Fire bad.
Fire bad.
Yeah.
Should we just redo that one?
Or sure, go ahead.
We just do that?
Should we just reuse the one from that we recorded before? No? Okay, Jerry's saying no. So start fresh, Chuck.
Okay, here we go. So, Josh, we have a blog. We've been plugging this like... I'm trying to think of a plug analogy, but I can't think of any. We've been plugging this for a while. It's on the right side of the homepage is where you can get it.
So right rail.
You should know.
In tech speak.
In tech speak. And we've gotten a lot of fans interacting now, which is cool. And I'd also like to point out that the blog is now where you can go just for a little news. Josh and I are kind of venturing out into these little... opportunities now, being interviewed on ABC News, by the way.
Being tickled by strangers.
Right.
For
and,
money.
Little things like that are starting to pop up here and there. So the blog is where we'll promote that and let people know where they can support us and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Chuck, I'm very grateful for some of my friends, like my friend SG, mm-hmm. actually, is much smarter than me and knows all sorts of stuff that I get fed. That makes me look smart because I just go ahead and post on it.
Oh, is this one of the blog commenters?
Yes, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'd
smart
be lost
people.
Without my smart people, yeah. Be lost without them.
That was heartfelt.
Thanks, Chuck.
I rarely see that out of you.
I know. I'm usually just so just dark and angry and evil.
Like a Sith Lord.
Kind of. Except without the red face paint.
Right.
So I guess that's plugging.
Yeah, that's the plug fest.
You guys have been plugged. And now it's time for listener mail.
Oh, not yet, Josh.
Oh, no.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Today's episode is brought to you by Altoids because, let's face it, unraveling the mysteries of the universe is tough work. But with Altoids, your breath will be stronger than a black hole's gravitational pull, more intense than an alien abduction, and more reliable than your phone's battery during a podcast marathon. When it comes to needing intense freshness, Altoids have you covered. Altoids are stronger than your favorite conspiracy theory, more intense than the latest true crime docuseries, and more reliable than a Bigfoot sighting. They're not just mints, they're curiously strong mints. Find Altoids in the checkout aisle. Grab your tin today.
And now
yes.
Right now, it's time for listener mail.
Josh, I just have one under the banner of exceptional, listener mail.
That is a long one, Chuck. You going to read that whole thing?
Nah, I'm gonna do my scan thing. This comes to us from Helen in Guatemala.
Woo!
Specifically in Quetzaltenango, Guatemala.
Woo!
And she is writing in about the 2012 episode. She lives in the Western Highlands, and there's still Mayan people there, lots of them. And she has been fascinated to hear so much about this 2012 stuff, but only from U.S. media outlets. Apparently, none of the Mayans are talking about it. No one cares about it.
I got that impression, too, when I was researching. I think we even mentioned that it's very much Western.
Yeah, very much. She said, our own calendar begins every week, month, year, etc. The Mayan calendars all function in a circular rather than linear concept of time and form cycles that repeat infinitely. So they don't believe the world's going to end at any particular point on the calendar. The repeating cycles are based on the idea of keeping count of the passage of time, which is very important in the culture. So she did want to compliment us that we've come closest to just completely debunking this than most U.S. media outlets.
Don't tell it to the Belgians, though.
Right. She did want to point out, however, that I believe at one point one of us said something about the Mayan calendars are used in secret. She said that's not really true. You can get them in bookstores, all over the place there, and they are used, and different calendars have different uses, which I thought was interesting. There's three major ones. An everyday calendar for planning everyday stuff, fittingly. A religious calendar for planning rites and ceremonies, and an agricultural calendar for planning planting and harvesting. Mm-hmm. And they still use these, and you can get books on how to use them, and it sounds like a really kind of an interesting thing. So
I can see that daily calendar, you know, mm-hmm. them selling it, like, things to do today if you're Mayan.
Right.
Yeah.
Stock up on canned goods.
In case world ends in 2012. World.
So Helen thanked us, and she's in Guatemala, and she's
Woo!
A cool, cool lady.
Thanks, Helen. We appreciate it. If you live in Guatemala, Guam, or anywhere else, and you want to send Chuck or me, yeah, an email, send it to stuffpodcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.